the movie about Milwaukee's legendary Neil Diamond tribute band. Lightning and Thunder is set to open Christmas Day in theaters.
It's called Song Sung Blue. It follows the real-life story of Claire and Mike Sardina from Wisconsin, who fell in love and found success on stage with Neil Diamond's music.
The two performed together from 1989 until Mike's death in 2006. They played venues like the Wisconsin State Fair and Summerfest, opening for Pearl Jam and performing with lead singer Eddie Vedder.
Based on a 2008 documentary of the same name, the film stars Kate Hudson alongside Hugh Jackman. Jackman calls the movie a love letter to Milwaukee.
Producer Beatrice Lawrence attended the Milwaukee premiere of the movie earlier this month. It drew together friends and family of Claire and Mike Sardina. Star Hugh Jackman was also there. Here's a listen.
The food, the people, just the feeling here today. We went to some schools. The feeling in this city, there's something special about it. And I sort of knew that because of doing this movie. And being here tonight is in many ways the most important night for this movie. Being here with the family, whose lives we're portraying. I don't know. I've absolutely loved it. The cold has surprised me a little bit. I may not have been fully prepared. I think it's a movie about all of us, no matter what. And it makes me, every time I see it, I walk out in the street and I want to know what's going on in everyone's life. Because there's no such thing as just normal, everyday lives. Every life is extraordinary.
The film's director, Craig Brewer, was at the Milwaukee premiere. Beatrice asked him about the first time he learned about Lightning and Thunder.
Well, kind of like all the stories that intrigue you, like, I thought it was just going to be fun. I saw it at a film festival, and I was like, oh, well, this is just going to be a fun little thing that I'm going to see, like, some band, you know, doing Neil Diamond songs. And then this story just, like, started unfolding, and I was just captivated with it. It was just incredible. It really was. When it comes to, like, stories about just, like, people that are, like, struggling, but they really also ultimately want to be artists, that's what really got me. It's like they wanted to just perform and also like be very committed to each other and committed to their community. And that's really the kind of movies that I've always really been, you know, inspired by.
Claire Sardina joins us now to talk about her memories of performing with her late husband, Mike, and how it feels to see her story told on the big screen. Claire, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This movie had a big premiere playing to a packed theater. It'll be in theaters nationwide opening on Christmas. How does it feel to see this deeply personal part of your life represented on the big screen?
Well, it's emotional. I'm elated. I am humbled. And I love the fact that the story is getting out and nationwide, not only nationwide, but worldwide, and being recognized by people such as Oprah Winfrey and Howard Stern and Reba McEntire, things like that, yes.
What do you think, Mike, would make of this moment and the crowds coming to see a movie about your story?
I think he, too, would be elated, and I believe in my heart of hearts that he is. He watches over me. He guides me. I look up to the heavens when I feel somewhat overwhelmed by all the hype, and he brings me back to the level of the performer that he taught me to be. So he himself would have been It would have been a dream for him, and it is a dream come true.
You say that he taught you to be a performer. What skills did he pass on to you that you keep with you today?
Just the overall entertainer in him. He showed me how to be a true entertainer, number one, you know, to not be fazed by things that were happening outside, but feel the stage in 100% every aspect and be there for the people. He taught me that because he was such a people person himself. And entertainers, in my opinion, should be that way anyway. They shouldn't be performing for themselves. They should be performing for their audiences, whether they're big or small. So he taught me those things. He taught me vocal skills, how to sing like just by listening to him, not necessarily taught me. And, you know, we did, sometimes we were cute and did vocal exercises prior to, but both of us practice our craft as far as our tributes were concerned. And again, he was an interpreter of the great Neil Diamond. He didn't call himself an impersonator, which was good. It was great because he wanted to do the music of the great Neil Diamond for people to love and enjoy. And what I've heard is that, you know, I heard Hugh Jackman say on one of his interviews, we believe that if it wasn't for Mike, this whole thing wouldn't be happening because Mike was a dreamer. And we feel the music, the movie has really, because of Mike, this is why this movie is taking place. And I agree with that. I mean, I was his counterpart, the love of his life. And again, he was a teacher to me, a father to my children, so many things. He would be thrilled.
I'm wondering, out of all the legendary musicians who are out there to be singing tribute to, why Neil Diamond? Why did the two of you channel Neil Diamond?
Well, we got advice from an Elvis impersonator at the time, and he stopped Lightning and said, and Lightning had dabbled a little bit with a couple of Neil Diamond songs, and he stopped him and said, you know what? This is something you need to pursue. And Lightning listened to him, and then he got the hairstyle, you know, he's got the dark hair, and he took on kind of the persona of Neil, but his own persona too, because again, his claim to fame was, I am not a Neil Diamond impersonator. I am an interpreter of the music of the great Neil Diamond. It's my honor and pleasure to sing the music of the great Neil Diamond. And he learned many, many of the classics and all the popular Neil Diamond songs and put it together in about a 45 to 50 minute set of a tribute that attracted audiences everywhere.
You took on Patsy Cline, who was such a trailblazer for women at the time, you know, really pioneering a way for women to be lead singers. And she never fully realized her country music stardom, you know, dying tragically, an early death in a plane crash.
Right.
What did you see in Patsy Cline as an artist?
Well, what I saw was, I loved her country twang. I loved her, you know, I loved her stage presence with the videos that I watched. And I loved the meaning of her songs. The meaning of her songs, you know. I fall to pieces. And of course, her all-time favorite hit of classic hit Crazy. And Sweet Dreams is featured in the movie Song Sung Blue. I love that song. Walkin' After Midnight. I mean, her songs had strive and meaning to them. And the audiences just ate it up. And they would sing along with me. And I attracted a large senior audience, because the seniors, when they were younger, they experienced the late, great Patsy Cline before she perished in the plane crash.
Claire Sardina is with us talking about the memories from her legendary Neil Diamond tribute band, Lightning and Thunder. She shared the stage with her late husband, Mike Sardina, and their life is the subject of a new film called Song Sung Blue. Claire, at the height of your popularity in Milwaukee, you were in an accident. The car hits you while you're outside your home. You end up losing your foot.
Right.
How did that affect you and Mike as musicians and as a couple?
Well, I was, to be exact, gardening in my front yard. A car came up on my property and ran me over and took my leg. And of course, the impact was strong, as it would be to any other family and circumstance. You know, no matter what their circumstance is, it rocked our world. And for a while, we thought we weren't going to be able to get up and go again. You know, my feelings of insecurity, my mental health went downhill. The pharmaceuticals that they put me on because of my operations were strong, and I had had several operations. And lightning was alive during all but one of my operations that I had. So it impacted the whole family. But yes, it put a monkey wrench, as I quote from the movie, in all aspects of our life, even the performance aspect. So it took a while to get back on our feet, no pun.
I wonder how singing affected your recovery and your ability to heal.
Oh, well, that's easy. Music is a universal healing power to it. Music, singing. I've got a God-given gift that I like to share with people. Ever since I was 3 years old, I was singing. I wasn't going to let this hold me back. It took me a while to bounce back after the loss of lightning, which happened after the accident, of course, you know, in concession. So I had time where I hermitized myself, reflected, looked into myself. I ended up quit smoking. I had a major operation that I was actually in a wheelchair for 9 months, but it pivoted me to now being able to dance and sing. And I still, of course, do perform.
What can we learn from your life story, even if we're not musicians who go on stage?
What you can learn is attitude is everything. You know, there's a way, the truth and the light of everything that is real. Now, I mean, I'd say to people across the board, if you look at others that are less fortunate than you are, put yourself in their position and you won't feel so sorry for yourself, because others, there are others out there that have far greater disabilities or just life problems, or cancer victims for that matter. Everybody's got a health story to tell, and it's all in the attitude. And this too shall pass, as lightning would say. That was one of his favorites. I think it comes from AA as an expression. And that's what I would tell people to do. Be positive, and this too shall pass. You can do this. You can do this. You just don't sit in the chair and feel sorry for yourself and wither and waste away. Get up, do something, do your stretches, do your rehab, listen to your doctors, have surgery, have what it takes to become a whole person again, and pray. I pray a lot too.
Claire, thank you for sharing your story and your inspirational words. Appreciate it.
Yes, no problem.
That is Claire Sardina. She shared the stage with her late husband, Mike Sardina, as Lightning and Thunder, a Neil Diamond tribute band that performed around Milwaukee from 1989 until 2006. Their life is the subject of a new film starring Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson called Song Sung Blue. It comes out this week. This is Lightning and Thunder performing Neil Diamond's Forever in Blue Jeans with Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder at Summerfest in 1995.
If you pardon me, I'd like to say